The flywheel as a wraparound idea. When I look over the good to great transformations, the one word that keeps coming to mind is consistency. Another word offered to me by physics professor R.J. Peterson is coherence. What is 1 + 1? He asked, then paused for effect. 4. In physics, we have been talking about the idea of coherence, the magnifying effect of one factor upon another. In reading about the flywheel, I couldn't help but think of the principle of coherence. However you phrase it, the basic idea is the same. Each piece of the system reinforces the other parts of the system to form an integrated whole that is much more powerful than the sum of the parts. It is only through consistency over time, through multiple generations, that you get maximum results. In a sense, everything in this book is an exploration and description of the pieces of the build-up to breakthrough flywheel pattern. In standing back to survey the overall framework, we see that every factor works together to create this pattern, and each component produces a push on the flywheel. How to tell if you're on the flywheel or in the doom loop? You're on the flywheel if you follow a pattern of buildup leading to breakthrough. You're in the doom loop if you skip buildup and jump right to breakthrough. You're on the flywheel if you reach breakthrough by an accumulation of steps, one after the other, turn by turn of the flywheel, feels like an organic evolutionary process. You're in the doom loop if you implement big programs, radical change efforts, dramatic revolutions, chronic restructuring, always looking for a miracle moment or new savior. You're on the flywheel if you confront the brutal facts to see clearly what steps must be taken to build momentum. You're in the doom loop if you embrace fads and engage in management hoopla rather than confront the brutal facts. You're on the flywheel if you attain consistency with a clear hedgehog concept, resolutely staying within the three circles. You're in the doom loop if you demonstrate chronic inconsistency, lurching back and forth and straying far outside the three circles. You're on the flywheel if you follow the pattern of disciplined people, first who, disciplined thought, disciplined action. You're in the doom loop if you jump right to action, without disciplined thought and without first getting the right people on the bus. You're on the flywheel if you harness appropriate technologies to your hedgehog concept to accelerate momentum. You're in the doom loop if you run about like Chicken Little in reaction to technology change, fearful of being left behind. You're on the flywheel if you make major acquisitions after breakthrough, if at all, to accelerate momentum. You're in the doom loop if you make major acquisitions before breakthrough, in a doomed attempt to create momentum.